This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, Matt Armitage from CulturePop.com, and Jeff Sandu here. And it's also time for Geek Squawk. So yeah. A lot around April's Fool. Huh?
A lot, yes. And I personally wish that title was an April Fool's Day joke from Jay-Z, because I don't think it's going to work. Anyways.
Every day is April Fool's Day at the Culture Pop office.
Yes, Wednesday it was April Fool. So obviously the internet went crazy. Google were the ones who were on top of their game as usual, since they sort of, you know, this is what they do 364 days a year. For this one day, they had the Google Smart Box that will change your mailbox into a smart mailbox. It's sort of like, you know, whenever a postman comes into your drops a mail into your mailbox, you'll get a notification. It does arrangements of spams. It keeps away spam. So if it's a spam mail, you're trying to put a spam mail into your mailbox, it won't zap.
Go through the letterbox.
It will zap the guy. Sounds fun, like a prank, but I think something like this may work later on in the future. Like, you know, if a postman drops a mail to your in your mailbox, you will get a notification. I think that will work. And then they also had this Pac-Man maps, so you can actually play Pac-Man on Google Maps. So you know, around your house, so you use the maps as the route itself.
That's cool.
So that's really cool.
Okay.
You can still play it, by the way. Just go onto Google and search for Pac-Man. Motorola, they came up with something really cool this year. It's a bespoke selfie stick that reminds me a lot of the umbrella in Kingsman.
Right.
So it's they did this whole video that had, like, you know, all this, how it's made by this craftsman in the UK, how he used the fine leather to wrap the stick around for the grip. And it also had very good humor, and how they've sort of like perfected the selfie stick. They ended the video by saying this clip.
For some, materials aren't important. But to me, an artist is only as good as his brush. And a selfie, only as good as its stick.
I gotta watch this video.
Yeah, really good.
I'm very saddened that even for a joke, the idea of bespoke selfie stick, that phrase just makes me cringe.
But it will
Which
work.
Which one? Bespoke?
The
or
bespoke,
selfie?
Yeah. Putting bespoke with a selfie stick is.
I think it will work, sadly. And then Microsoft, they came out with an MS-DOS mobile phone. Reddit, they recreated the lost button that sort of resets a countdown every time someone presses it. And until today, nobody actually knows what will happen if the timer makes it all the way down. It's a 60 seconds timer. And then there's plenty more. I think you can just Google it up. And then there was a very clever prank that Matt shared across with me by The Guardian, as they reported that former disgraced Top Gear presenter Jeremy Clarkson, he's now backing fossil fuel divestment, road safety, by pushing a 20 miles speed limit on most British roads and 45 miles per hour on motorways. And the best of them all is forging mutual understanding and tolerance between people of different cultures and religions. This is because he's gotten into trouble with the Burmese government, with the Argentinian government, even with us, a lot of Malaysians, when he trashed the Kalisa.
Yes.
Silence.
And I think some people, you know, were hoping it was
it would have been awesome if it had been true, but
what a U-turn, you know, it would be.
Yeah, and it seemed very plausible to begin with, but then he starts talking about sort of punching people and you think this one, it would have been nice if it was true. There was a lovely picture of
him on the bicycle.
On the bicycle, yeah, which apparently is photoshopped.
Oh, wow, it looked real.
It looked, yes, it did.
Anyways, this, however, is not an April Fool's Day joke, because Amazon, they have launched a new hardware. It's called the Dash Button, that allows a one-press ordering of products that you're likely to replace on a regular basis. So like stuff like detergents, juices, coffee capsules for your coffee machine maker, and all those other consumables that you tend to run out very quickly on a weekly basis or whenever. The Dash Button comes in a number of different branded versions that is based on what it's coded to order. So it's like a size of a USB thumb drive that you can sort of stick it to, you know, to a wall or to your washing machine or to your coffee maker. And it just has one button on when you press that button, it will make the order automatically, and the next day Amazon will deliver that product that you pressed. Yeah, and if you want a two-step safety requirement, you can review your order on your phone. But if you're very comfortable, you don't have kids running around and pressing the buttons, you can just, you know, just have it one-step purchase. So yeah,
I don't know. I mean, when you do a big shop, you end up with, you know, you've got like 30 or 40 different items in your trolley, right? So what are you going to have, like 30 or 40 different buttons all on the kitchen wall
you
or something?
Probably sort of pre-ordered, know that this will run out in a week or whatever, and then
it is, but if each button is only one product,
that's a lot of
buttons. So you're going to have, you know, your kitchen wall's just going to be covered in these RFID buttons. It's going to be a bit strange.
It would be still, well, yeah, maybe at the moment it's still weird if you just have one button, but maybe in the future where they would have like a center console where you can just, you know, I need you know, a detergent, I need a coffee maker, a coffee capsule, I need juices, and then click next, and that's it, right?
But what if you want to change brands?
Then you
go back and change brands, huh?
Do you change brands often, Matt? I don't. Like, I'm a brand loyalist, no?
I change brands all the time. I'm not locked into somebody's horrible ecosystem except for Apple.
Yeah, that's why you've got two iPhones. Two.
Okay.
Anyways, Google also announced something that isn't a prank.
Okay.
It's called the Google Chrome Bit. And it's basically a very super cheap, it's below $100, a USB-looking device that has an HDMI plug-in to your TV. And it will turn your TV into a Chrome OS computer. It isn't the most powerful stick in the world, but the best thing about Chrome OS, it actually doesn't need a very powerful machine. It's more of a streaming machine.
Yeah.
Would I buy this? Yes, it's below $100, so it's going to be about 390 ringgit at the moment. And it will turn any TV, as long as you have an HDMI port, into a computer. And I think that's just great. Like, point buying a smart TV, you know, no point. Because I just upgraded from a plasma TV to an LED TV, and I decided not to go for a smart TV because I just didn't find the need. But if later on in the future, I like, hey, I need a smart TV, I can just get a dongle stick. Yeah, I think it's great.
Also, I think this is quite interesting for just extending computing to a cheap way of extending computing to remote communities. Again, you know, we're not going to assume that everyone's got an LED TV with an HDMI port in their hut or shack, but it is the kind of thing that you can imagine like villages investing in and that kind of thing. And as Jeff said, because you know, this is actually portable. It's got a low investment entry point.
Yeah.
It's very flexible, so you can move it around different machines and things as well. Yeah, I think this is very interesting. Yeah, it should do.
Yeah. GeekTunes, San Cisco. They're an Aussie band formed in 2009. And they were actually originally called King George, and then they changed it after they were asking their friends, like, "What do you think of it?" And the name has no connection between San Francisco, the city itself. They say it's because San Cisco means nothing.
Yes, but it should also be noted that they are about 12.
Yeah. Well, they were 15 in 2009. So they're what? If
no.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
21.
Yeah, they were
legal.
15 in 2009. They were 19 in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 15 or something like that. Yeah. Anyways, so they say the reason why it means nothing is because it's like a blank canvas that will enable them to sculpt whatever they want. And if this is what they will be sculpting in the future, then I kind of love it. This is San Cisco with Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.